following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need. A professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Then Bayou Banger down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. There to go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, yeah. We just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, January 30th. Already. Glad to have you along with us. It is Super Bowl week. It is National Letter of Intent Signing Day week. The NSAA releases high school football schedules for the next 2 years this week. Tons of conference basketball tournaments this week. What else can you jam in to this week besides more college basketball, wrestling, hockey? Tri-City Storm gets a couple of wins over the weekend, a great tennis match over the weekend, an incredible choke job in golf. It had it all. We're glad you're along with us, Doug Duda, along with Tony Davis, the Big Daddy, and Jeff taking care of our producing and engineering as we invite you to join us on today's show at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
But, Douglas, we got to first give a shout-out to our old producer, Crazy Chris, and a great win by his Iowa State Cyclones, knocking off the Kansas Jayhawks. Immediately after the game, I get a text message, and I happened to walk into an establishment right as the game was ending, so I knew what happened. But he said, "How about that?" And I said, "You know what? Who would have thunk that? I mean, Iowa State's not a good basketball team this year. I mean, they're not in the top five. I mean, they're not compared to Kansas to go in there and beat them like that. I mean, Kansas is one of the top teams in the country." Top 3 teams in the country. They got all this talent. So I wanted to give Crazy Chris a shout-out, first of all. You mentioned the choke job. Did you get to watch much of the golf yesterday at all?
Iowa State is 15-6, and they are 4th in the conference.
Okay, maybe better than I thought. Maybe better than I thought.
Well, then don't roll your eyes at me. See, we're off to a bad start. You amaze me. You amaze me that of all the things that are going on, that was number one. I mean, that was the thing that stood out from the. I mean, because you're.
It was a slow weekend in sports.
My ass! Oh my goodness! You were busy. I don't think you got to see much of it. I think that was it. You had a wedding and you had some other stuff that you had going on, so you didn't get to see as much of it.
Okay, what's a highlight for you, Doug?
It's Super Bowl week. Who cares about Iowa State? It's Super Bowl week.
I just wanted to go out of my way and give our former producer, because he was so happy about it. I thought with Missouri, Baylor, Kansas in the top six teams in the country.
I'm the bad guy because he said Iowa State wasn't any good. I don't understand. Let's start over. I don't understand. I was trying to point out a fact and you were mad at me. So what else stood out for you this weekend, big fella?
The choke job in golf yesterday. I asked you how much of the golf you got to see. Did you get to see any of it?
Not much. It does amaze me when you go into a sports bar when there's nothing going on, and yet the golf's not on. This is kind of a shot. There's two women's basketball games on, but no golf.
I thought when Kyle Stanley, and I think it was 11 or 12, he had a 5-iron from 240 yards, just rocketed it on the green when he had to take a drop off the cart path. He still had a 7-shot lead then. How was that not the clincher? And then to miss putts, two putts down the stretch of, you know, obviously that's what it takes to win a golf tournament like that. What was he, 30-something on the money list a year ago? As among rookies, he was second. They put that stat up there. But they mentioned on the golf, and we've said it on here, how many people, those names up at the top of that leaderboard, sure you'd recognize Snedeker, but seriously, there's 7 out of the top 12 guys that you've never heard of before, and they're all shooting lights out golf. And they were mentioning how many players can get up and compete and contend at the top of the. Those were the two things about the weekend. I understand the Super Bowl week, about the weekend in sports that stood out to me.
Tiger Woods in contention. Folks will point that he didn't win. You know what? That was a pretty big tournament with a lot of good players in it. He was one behind Rory and a no-name, and Robert Rock, who I've seen, I did know who that was, wins the tournament. So
he has a lot of hair. That's what they keep saying. I've heard the guy with a lot of hair.
206, DirecTV. Check it out sometime. Robert Rock. I don't know if he's got a lot of hair. I don't think so. He doesn't have a mullet. He's got a regular haircut.
Okay. I just heard that 3 times. A guy with a lot of hair.
Well, you're worrying me. Pedicures. You don't know what 206 is. You're worrying me, man.
Yeah, 206 is ESPN. I saw it.
Okay. Well, coming up on the show today, we're going to learn about some roller derby, the Tri-City Rolling Thunder. Going to have a couple gals come in and talk to us on the program today, and we'll find out more about that. They're going to be home this weekend. I don't know much about it. I remember watching it as a little kid. It would be on TV from time to time. But it's making a comeback, I guess, just like Hy-Vees and Sonic. They're making comebacks. And so it's a popular event once again, and we'll talk about that coming up later on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Well, one of the things that stood out to me is I was out of town over the weekend, but when I pick things up, and we talked to Dusty Jura on the show last week, but UNK, it gets frustrating for anybody. It finally gets someone who's got the storm. Heck, they won how many in a row? And then they lost 6 out of 7 or something like that. Just like UNK. Just when you start, I mean, the Huskers aren't doing it, so just UNK, they win 5 in a row, and then they go to a team that was 2-14 or something like that and get beat. And then they play a little better the next night against the 11th-ranked team in the country who they already beaten.
Going out there to take care of business the first night and ensure yourself a split on the weekend, and then you didn't do it.
And then all of a sudden you come home and just, well, that 5-game winning streak's a memory. I mean, you come back home winning 6 out of 7. You're hot. You're rolling. Fans are interested. They want to go out and see you, and I think you'll still will. But men and women, it just didn't work out this weekend on the road. Hastings playing 2 nationally ranked teams. All of a sudden now you got some disciplinary problems with the Hastings men, so they had some guys out, and then they still play within 8. It's a crazy world, the world of sports. You can't figure it out. That's why you got to tune in all the time, because you never know what's going to happen.
Media day is tomorrow from the Super Bowl. There'll be all sorts of coverage. We'll see who shows up. Anybody in a wedding dress this year?
Well, it's pointless. Tomorrow's pointless. Media day is not media day anymore, because now they
it's a circus.
Well, last night they had the Giants came in. Everybody, all of a sudden, you got to come in at a press conference. Then today, the Giants will do the same thing. Okay, so what do we need media day for?
So I guess all 2,000 and some credentialed people can get.
What do we need the Pro Bowl for?
By the way, AFC just scored again. Brandon Marshall, big game. Merritt, shout out for you. Four touchdowns, 176 yards. He didn't have that all year, did he?
I haven't heard anybody say one good thing about the Pro Bowl this morning.
I know that when Vontae Leach went up the middle for his for the play right before his touchdown, and that poor linebacker, 59, from the Washington Redskins said, oh, no, do I really have to stand here? And they met, and they took him down just short of the goal line. But those guys didn't want to hit anybody on defense. They wanted to be out of the way. I know that poor guy's going, why? I mean, he's not getting out of bed for 3 days. Then Vontae Leach scores on the next play. But they just continually scored up and down the field. Some great catches, though, by Brandon Marshall in particular. Two of them, sensational. But did you didn't pan in and watch half the Pro Bowl, did you? Three quarters of the Pro Bowl?
No.
There was more people there, though, than I thought there'd been in the past in Hawaii. Maybe when they got it back to Hawaii, they wanted to support it better than they had in the past. I thought that was a sign that maybe there's some generated interest in it.
Did you watch much of it?
I'd say a third of it, off and on.
It just, you know, Family Guy was on.
Great night of TV last night. You had Boss, Undercover Boss. Kendall Jackson guy.
Yeah, I just caught the end of that. That's a winery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just caught the very end of that. Wasn't as cool as the guy the week before giving out a lot more.
Was it the week before Roto-Rooter?
It was the motel chain. He was the boss of the motel chain, and I can't even remember which one it was, but they'd bought up some properties. I think this is like the NBA, Undercover Boss. You can just tune into the last 10 minutes. That's all you need to know.
Well, then after Undercover Boss, it was a premiere, absolute season premiere of Luck on HBO, the new series. Great, high range of emotions there. And then 9 o'clock, you had CSI Miami. So you had boom, 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 three great TV shows back to back to back. But before all that happened, Devin Fuller did not become a Husker yesterday.
That's just weird. That's just strange and weird and... weird and strange.
It was down to Nebraska.
Email. Trent
Arizona.
Says, did Devin Fuller forget to look at the schedule before he committed? Can't wait to give him a welcome to college football. Well, Trent, Devin Fuller will not be the starting quarterback for UCLA when he's coming to Nebraska and they play the next 2 years. Okay, there, period. Maybe next year, not this year.
I don't think from the people I've talked to he'll ever be a quarterback. And that's the...
But why would you go to UCLA?
Well, because his uncle's Sinbad. Plus, he's got a cousin that's a singer-songwriter. It's female. True story. The kid's uncle's Sinbad.
Well, I get that, but if... Well, then, so what has that got to do with California? Sinbad's working in Washington, D.C.
Well, you probably got a badass house to live in.
Well, Sinbad's in Washington, D.C. Isn't he still providing security for the president's wife or the president's kid or whatever the deal is?
No, that's over.
No, that's over?
It was a different president.
So he's retired now, and he's bodyguard for Whitney Houston? Well, how's that go?
What was it, Jeff, you said about Sinbad and his career?
The only thing he's got left for it is that he's Devin Fuller's uncle.
There you go. But it became apparent, I think, Friday night when he actually tweeted to this girl that's a singer-songwriter that got some good news with a smiley face. All of a sudden, Nebraska and Arizona, it looked to be 50-50 with no news of UCLA. It was Rutgers, Nebraska, Arizona. Then all of a sudden, Westwood, here we come. So he's out for the Huskers. Interesting, but
that just looks so. I mean, immediate investigation. You're not a highly touted athlete who's narrowed his decisions down, never mention a school, and then all of a sudden that's the school you're going to. That just, you know,
So now we'll have to wait till signing day. By the way, on signing day, Mitch Sherman from ESPN will join us early in the hour, talk national scene. He's gonna be in St. Louis talking, going to be this receiver signing down there, number one. This kid's 6'5", 230, runs a 4.45, 40. He's going to be signing. We'll get the national perspective from him. Then we'll talk to John Tallman from Husker Online, who is going to talk about the Husker class. And by then, we should know Andres Pete, Alonzo Moore, Shelton kid, Raymond Ford, Vincent Valentine. those are the players Nebraska seems to be in the mix for. So we'll have to wait until Wednesday to see. But we'll try and bring you the latest recruiting news, and John Tomlin will have it for you on Wednesday. So we look forward to that and seeing how Nebraska's class pans out.
By the way, the Andres Pete commit live on ESPNU, 12:35 Central on Wednesday. So that's the big one. He will be the biggest player in this class, it would appear. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll check out what else happened in the world of sports. The great tennis match overnight coming up later in the program. Tri-City Rolling Thunders, some of the gals on the roller derby team that has just been established, will be joining us and tell us what that's all about and when they're playing, where they're playing, and how you can go out and see them. We'll do all that and more coming up after this.
If you want to save money this year, now's the time to save even more at Sam's Club. From January 25th through 29th, all members will receive $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings plus members enjoy all year. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee, $2 off Kleenex tissues, and much more. Want to save more every day? Become a Plus member and make the most of your membership with e-values all year. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Imagine if you could get the best for free.
No way.
Wow.
At H&R Block, we're serious. We believe everybody deserves the best tax preparation available. For a limited time, we're offering to prepare and file your federal taxes for free if you qualify for a simple 1040 EZ. All returns will be completed by our highly trained tax professionals in over 10,000 offices nationwide. This offer is available only through February 29th, so come in today or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use Form 1040 EZ at participating locations. Additional fees for state return and earned income credit.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. to see a video.
It's a busy week of high school basketball, and it starts tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 with Fort Kearney Conference girls action. Overton and SEM at 6, Loomis and Elm Creek at 7:30. The boys play Tuesday, Pleasanton and SEM, Loomis taking on Amherst. Tonight on The Breeze 94.5 FM, the Adams Central and Gibbon girls. Then Tuesday, the Kearney-Hastings doubleheader. Tuesday here on ESPN, Kearney Catholic plays the Donovan Trumbull girls and Loup City boys. And you can hear Adams Central boys action Tuesday on 12:30 AM KHAS.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You can time shift Doug and Daddy. If weekdays at 11 aren't convenient, download or listen to a podcast. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can go back far enough and find shows where they talk about who might replace Bob Devaney or whether the wishbone was unstoppable. Nah, but you can hear what you missed this week. Doug and Daddy Podcast. Think of them as TiVo without all those nasty cable bills. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, downtown Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off up about 66 for a high. Winds will stay to the west southwest to about 5 to 10. Then skies will remain clear tonight with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 48.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It's a Monday. It's the end of the month. So much excitement is going on out there, and we're glad to have you back with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Daddy, before we talk a little bit else, let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. I read on Huskers Online forums that Braylon Hurd has been moved to a DB. Have you heard anything to confirm or deny this?
Well, basically, it's been confirmed pretty much from the guys at Husker Online, I think. Everybody's saying it now. I suppose it's a kind of a log jam at running back, and so they needed cornerback, so they moved him back there.
Good, bad, doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. You waited for Braylon Herr. Now you waited a year and a half and heard so many great things about him that you thought, well, this running back crew or this tandem, this, you know, whatever you got four or five of them back there. They're such great athletes. I suppose they want to utilize their athleticism and get them on the field. I was surprised that he moved back there, but that seems to be the word out. Pretty much confirmed as they head into spring ball. They want to give him a full spring there. So maybe it can translate onto the field in the fall.
Hope to talk a little hockey this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're going to be keeping busy. As you were saying before the break, we're going to be jam-packed Wednesday and Thursday with mostly football, but a lot of other things are going on this week. Storm pick up two wins, and they need some
needed wins.
Well, and big wins. They don't win in Omaha, and they did. Omaha's leading the West, and so they won that one, and then come back from behind, which they hadn't been able to do mostly for the last 3 years, and won a shootout. Two things. They can't come from behind, and they won a shootout. But now they're back on the road, so.
But, you say maybe just a little bit of momentum when you didn't, going into this weekend, I think you just split at best would have been great. They got them both, so, hey, let's see. Let's try and get another win on the road and build from there, I guess.
What do you know about roller derby?
The Traveling Thunderbirds.
Did you ever watch it as a kid?
Yeah.
Was it on?
Well, this is Traveling Thunderbirds. Wasn't that a big roller hockey team? That was before they were born, yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Well, I when I was little, that's what was on. But it was the big bank tracks and people crashing into one another. I guess it was all right.
And fat guys out there as referees.
Good point.
Remember that?
Yeah, like Captain Lou Albano lookalikes all over the place.
They just, it's like I said before the break, it's picking up steam again. The Tri-City Rolling Thunder is a brand new squad. They've actually got some competition in now. If I remember right, we had two teams come in last year. Has it been 2 years ago already since that happened and put on this exhibition, and they didn't look like Spencer Schubert at all trying to do roller derby. But we're going to talk a little bit about it. A couple of the gals, Katie and AJ, and we'll let them tell you about their real names when they compete. But they joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, ladies.
Hi there. Good morning.
What in the world got you guys interested in roller derby? AJ, we'll start with you.
Well, I grew up playing, soccer and a lot of the kind of the female contact sports. And what really drew me to derby was the fellowship for women. And it's just a great sport, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now you guys are both flat track. There's two different kinds of roller derby. You can have the bank track or you can have the flat track, which is basically you find a cement pad. They put tape or make boundaries on it, and you play on that.
That's correct.
And that's the only kind of track you guys have ever played on.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy, obviously you enjoy that, and obviously you said the flat track is harder.
Yes, to keep your momentum, you have to build a strong base for yourself and, balancing while people are trying to take you down. So
the real athletes play roller derby on flat track. That's what she's saying.
It sounds that way. Katie, how did you get involved? And it looks like you guys are having fun. You got the website going. You got the photo shoots. You've already seen some competition. What drew you into this? And were you part of the team when the exhibition came into town, or did you pick it up after that?
No, when they did that, they did a mixer bout, and they just brought in various girls from other teams just to form it, to get the word out here in this area. There's lots of teams popping up. I know there's some new ones in Kansas coming. And so everything that we have, it's happening very fast. Getting the name out there, getting people aware of what's going on. And the most common thing I hear is, oh, we watched that as a kid. That's awesome. It's coming back. And so then they tell their roller derby stories, and then the second question is it fake or real? Well, my bones hurt. That's real. My hips hurt. That's real. If it's fake, I'm missing something. But no, it's very real, and it's coming back, and I think it'll be good.
Okay, explain to the people out there that are saying roller derby is very foreign to us. Remember seeing it when I was a kid. How do you score in roller derby?
Well, you score with your body pretty much because there's no balls in roller derby. That's what we always say. But what you have is you have five girls from each team on the track, so 10 total. You have eight that are blockers, two pivots, three blockers, two jammers. And
jammer. See, I was waiting for jammers. Yeah, I knew that was a term.
Yep. So the pack takes off. That's where the eight girls are all together. Second whistle blows. The jammers go through. The first jammer that makes it through the pack is called lead jammer. And so then they both come back around and start making it through the pack. And however many of the opposing girls that they pass is how many points they get. Now, the benefit of being lead jammer, if you fall down, get knocked down, the other girl starts to pass you and start scoring points, you can call the jam and prevent her from scoring any more on you. So when you call the jam, time resets, you know, you set up for another one. And
how long does this thing last? Is it timed or so many points or what?
Each jam is 2 minutes, but then we play for an hour.
1 hour straight through, no break, nothing, except to reset?
No, we have like a halftime in
there. Katie and AJ joining us here. They're part of the Tri-City Rolling Thunder. Now, they're going to have an exhibition at home Saturday at 7 o'clock, but you guys have actually already went up to Norfolk and played first real bout. AJ, how'd you think it went?
Well, I unfortunately had an MCL tear, so I didn't get to play. I felt that we were a really strong team coming out of the gate. We had really good base of fundamentals, and Norfolk is just a great team to play, and they did awesome as well. And I feel that again, the more practice we get, the more experience we get and chance to learn from other teams, the better we'll be.
How many girls total on the team?
What are we roster right now?
Total playing 10, but we have 14 girls.
14 girls. And how many teams in Nebraska?
There's No Coast, there's Omaha, and ourselves.
So, but as Katie said, it's growing. You guys might get more matches before the season's over, or is there a season? I know you've got six or seven or eight here that you guys are going to play, but is it just a spring sport, or might you play in the fall? Is this a year-round deal? What's the story there?
We'll play into the summer. And everybody, kind of says, well, what's your downtime? But if we're not playing, we're recruiting, still practicing, so we don't really have any time where we're not doing derby necessarily. But I know that we have some things scheduled into the early summer. I don't know how much we'll have in the thick of it, but then we practice there through the end of the summer, fall, and then pick it back up.
If somebody wants to come see this, obviously the public's invited. Mm-hmm. When are we doing this? What time?
It's next Saturday, February 4th at 7 o'clock out at the fairgrounds here in Kearney. You can get your tickets ahead of time via the internet, any of the derby girls, you can get them at the door. We have general admission and suicide seats. The suicide seats sit right along the track.
Nice.
There. Yeah. So, it's a good place to sit, but if you're sitting there drinking beer, not paying attention, you might get
somebody in your lap.
Yep.
There you go.
Another benefit. Yep. Jammer, suicide, crowd participation. It's great. It's going on this week. Also, if someone is interested, didn't know that this was going on, by the way, great website, tricityderby.com. You can check out the schedule. You can check out the gals. You can check out all the information you need up there, volunteers, who's working with the organization, and all that. But if you are interested in finding out more, what's the process? Who do they need to contact? Can they check that out on the website? Where are we at?
Through the website and Facebook are good ways to get a hold of us if you want to be a sponsor, a volunteer, a skater even. We just have open recruiting right now. We're always taking in new girls. We've cycled through some. Girls can always sign up. But the sponsorship, there's a lot to offer to businesses and individuals. And that can be everywhere from $50 up to, $1,000 or whatever you want to do. And there's all different packages you can get. You can see those on our website. And volunteers to help us pull off these bouts. Something simple as a ticket taker at the door to, skating officials. So
Okay. Now I want to know one thing. You're not AJ and Katie. You got names.
Right.
And how do you get these names?
Everybody just kind of come up with what fits them personally, kind of describes them in a way. And then once you come up with a name, you have to have it approved through a website so nobody else has your name.
So you register yourself like a horse.
Pretty much, yes.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, nice.
We'll get to you to come up with, yeah. Well, yeah.
And our names are. Let's share with the public. Let's see how accurate these are.
I'm Sweetly Evil.
I'm Russian Razor.
Now we had a third wheel come in here, and we haven't met our third wheel yet. Who are we talking to?
Gail Benson. My name's Gail Gunanalia.
There you go. What would your name? What would be a good name for you, Daddy?
Well, if I was female, I was thinking Ivana Beer.
Oh, that's very nice. Very good.
Very good.
You've been making that.
Well, I just thought of that.
Already, huh?
Yes, I thought I want a beer, so that would be the female version, but. I don't know. I'd have to think for a minute.
Now, what would Dad?
Ivana Shooter.
There you go. I like that right there. Ivana Shooter, number 40.
Nice.
On your program.
Number 40. And
number 4 in your hearts because she's not here. No, she's not here, so she's number 4. We got 1, 2. This team's going to get. What do you do in your practice?
It's a little bit different each time. We don't always do our bouts at every practice. We do a lot of skills. Where we practice falling correctly, hitting each other correctly, building up our stamina. It's
falling correctly. That would be the key for me.
Did you ever learn that?
Land on my face, probably.
It's the tricep.
I was skated forever. You skated? How long's it been since you've skated?
Roller skating?
Yes.
A long time.
That has to be 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, probably since 8th grade. I would guess 8th grade.
25 years.
So I'd
make it like 45.
Yeah. I knew it would happen here pretty soon. No problem. Go to tricityderby.com. Find out more about the Rolling Thunder. They are continuing this Friday or this Saturday night. They will be at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, which is their home. AJ or any of you, I guess, who's the best team? I mean, you played Norfolk. You got 3 or 4 or 5 more going on out here. Are there a couple of these teams that have been established for a long time?
Go ahead.
NoCoast is definitely one of the teams that's been around.
They're badass, you can say.
Yeah,
it's good.
They are.
Omaha as well. They've been established for.
So you're trying to catch the leaders.
It'll take us a few years, yeah. But eventually we should get there.
Well, we're fortunate enough. We have Bones that are helping us out. She comes and skates with us at practices and walks us through things. And she's on another derby team, so we're lucky to be able to have her to come. And
we've also had other girls from the Sioux City Dames, Fun Size, and Anita Spurk come and help us as well. So our derby love is very much shared.
So we got a lot. We had, you said, about 22, 24 girls on this team. Is that an average roster?
No, 14, I believe.
14. Oh, 14. See, in one ear, out the other. 14, I'm sorry. I thought they said 20. My apologies. That's the way it goes. It's going on, Daddy. Did you have something?
It's going on this Saturday. Go check it out.
It is Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Anything else you guys want to that we need to touch on, let the folks know about?
Well, we are doing an after party after the bout on Saturday at the Dome. So come out, you know, meet the girls. We are going to try to do a little signing after the game there, but if you miss us there, we'll be at the Dome. And some of the things that we have coming up on February 10th, we're doing a dine out for Derby at Godfather's here in town from 6 to 9 p.m. 15% of the sales go towards the Tri-City Rolling Thunder. And then on February 16th, we're doing a split the pot in Minden at the bowling alley. And March 31st, it's kind of going to be a fun day. There, you can come out and bowl with the Roller Girls in Minden. We're going to do a family time from 1 to 4 p.m. And for 21 and older, 8 to 11 p.m. It's $2.50 a game, and all the proceeds go to us girls. The folks there in Minden have really been supportive of us. Howard was gracious enough to let us do this, and so we're really looking forward to it. And
imagine if they go to their website, they'd find out all these things
right.
as well.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
TriCityDerby.com. One last thing, I noticed the schedule is about one event a month. Is that the way you like it? Is it like boxing? You need some time to recover. Is that kind of both things there, or that's just where we're at with the teams right now?
It's about average for every team. Some teams go a little above and beyond and do two or three. It just depends on the team and what you want to do. We feel comfortable with one a month because then we have time to recuperate. We have time for family, friends, work schedules, stuff like that. So all of that plays a factor.
Well, ladies, hey, thanks for coming in on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Great to learn more about it. Keep us in the loop. Anytime you guys got something you want to talk about or when you pull the first big upset in franchise history, we'll party on the show.
Sounds good.
Gals, thanks for coming in. Tri-City Rolling Thunder, Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come back with a whole lot more right after this on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's the Herd. Our time is valuable. I know yours is. It's important to use every minute wisely. Why waste your time going to the post office, finding parking, then waiting in a line behind Gert? You don't have to. Get postage the instant you need it, right from your desk with Stamps.com. It's so convenient. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Print postage for any letter or any package 24/7 when you need it. Stamps.com. Listen, you're a small business. You want to look like a big business. It's Stamps.com. It's so easy to get started, and it looks professional. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. Your time's valuable. My time's valuable. Don't waste it at the post office. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio mic at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin, C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off up about 66 for a high. Winds will stay to the west-southwest to about 5 to 10. Then skies will remain clear tonight with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets, by the way, this week to the Tri-City Rolling Thunder and the Roller Derby action that's going on. One of the few chances in town that you're going to get a chance to see them. But thanks to the ladies for stopping in on the program today. How about this? First time this has ever happened, Nebraska men have a Big Ten Basketball Player of the Week. Now, he's co-player of the week, but it is Brandon Richardson, and they only played one time. So,
well, for good for good reason. He had a hell of a game and good win for the Huskers. By the way, it's Monday night. Why not check out some Bull Fries? $5.99 a special every Monday night. The chicken coop is where it's at. Plus, you're always invited to get the boneless style wings at the chicken coop. You can wing it 5 to 10. They're just 40 cents a piece. You can choose from 13 different wing flavors. The chicken coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Plus, play all the Keno you want. Plus, there's great drink specials going on. Plus, there's other specials every other night of the week, like Wednesdays is Big Burger Night, etc. Check it out, the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, both conveniently located for you. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, all the sports are on at the Chicken Coop, because if they weren't, Doug and I would be very angry at the Chicken Coop, and we've never been angry at those guys.
Well, not those guys, just the Keno guys.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Not calling the right numbers. You know, you talked about Tiger a little bit earlier, Douglas. He hit two fairways.
Yes.
On the last day.
Two out of 14.
Okay. I mean, if he gets that result, he said putted. Hadn't putted that well in a long time. Could the old Tiger be coming back?
I hope so. I know some people don't. I hope so. It makes it way, way, way more interesting. And I'm more worried about Phil. What was that this weekend?
Yeah.
Brutal.
I think he's doing a lot more commercials, maybe taking a lot more time away from golf.
And how about Peyton Manning scoring a commercial gig, even when he's not playing? And somewhere along the weekend, again, out of town, at a sports bar, you don't have all the volume up on all the TVs, but I could tell that they were showing snippets of all the Super Bowl ads next week. Don't do that! What's the point?
That's why you pay the millions of dollars to do
it. It's pseudo-free publicity for the people that are doing it, but really? You start doing that, then what's the point? You don't get that surprise. You don't get that first time seeing it. You can't put people on your little, with the little clickers. Ooh, that was an 8. Ooh, that was a 4. Ooh, that was a 9. They've already seen it.
How do you get picked to be one of those people that put the dial on?
I think you have to have no interest in football and pretty much female. I'm just telling you, every time I've seen the next morning, you know, they always have, Oh, we went to the house party, and here is our group, and here's how we did. 80% female, 15% non-heterosexual men, and then 5% married. Probably the people that hosted the party.
I think you're right on that. Also, tennis match went on this weekend.
A lot of them. Some real great tennis. It wasn't just the finals. It was, except for Maria Sharapova, just getting crushed in the finals. On the women's side, the men's side, epic, breaking all kinds of records. I mean, Djokovic probably should have been beaten by Andy Murray when he was down two breaks in the last set, the fifth set in the semifinals. And then Nadal had some momentum. He's up 4-2. Nadal is in the fifth, and Djokovic finds a way to turn it around and win in five.
What's that torn shirt? When he ripped his shirt off, I wonder what a collector'd pay for that. Third Australian Open title for Djokovic, fifth overall. But if that's what those guys were talking about on the golf yesterday. Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out. I mean, it's those five guys sure. And I mean, you're just – it's the drop-off is just – I mean, you can't overcome it. It's those same guys that will be in all – come down to great matches, hopefully, from the French, the U.S., and Wimbledon.
You always find – on the hard courts, Australian and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist who can't play anything else but can play on the clay, which is up next in the French Open. So those are a lot of the things. By the way, I'm very interested not only in letter of intent signing day, but when the high school schedules come out on Thursday, 9 a.m., to see who's playing where, who didn't take the tough road, who got
Shafted.
We'll see how the state does this year. And, you know, another thing is there's not as many schools, so I wonder if that makes it easier or more difficult to schedule. I think it makes it more difficult to find teams outside the area because all of a sudden you say, you know what, we're just grouping you geographically again, and here we go.
I hope that's not, you know, I hope that when they geographically do that, they take into consideration by talking, you know what, the problem is, I'm not sure they go out of their way to talk to Bob Jensen, to talk to Stu, you know, teams that are on the come that might have good, you know, let's get the talent. Let's just, you know, let's have some great games. But you don't want all the, you don't want a Kearney Catholic deal from this year.
Yeah, where you play 1, 2, and 3 the first 3 weeks, and right. none of them are in your district.
Right.
That's insane. It's flat insanity, and hopefully that won't happen. But if it does, you know what Coach Colling did? He went home.
Oh, I know.
And he fell back in his Lazy Boy recliner. And then the next day, his Lane recliner.
Well, he called from the field because he was just sick when he saw the schedule. They had it for him when he got home.
That's right. So what do you got in store? I'll take it. Because I know I don't have to worry about it because it'll be quality and it'll look good in my home. From Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Check them out online. Be a Facebook friend. They've got some great deals for you. But, folks, you can visit any one of their Bruce Furniture stores and receive their free in-home interior design service without making a purchase. They offer a full line of those interior design services, which will make your home look better. Maybe you're just not into the fashion. Maybe you're just not one of those people that knows. Maybe you just got a new gal, you're trying to impress her.
Maybe you're like us, you're not hip.
Well, yeah, when you have no idea. And so you're going, man, I need to fix this place up. Bruce Furniture is going to help you help yourself. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're back after this.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Hey, Mike and Mike here for P90X. And you know what, Golic? We're a month into New Year's. This is a time when people start sliding on their New Year's resolutions, and that's why you need to make sure you keep them simple. Going to a gym, that's complicated. Doing P90X in the comfort of your own home whenever you want to, that's much easier.
It certainly is, and one of the other reasons you start sliding is when you're doing your own workout, you do the same thing over and over again. You get bored and you plateau. That's the difference with P90X. You're not going to get bored. A lot of different workouts and muscle confusion is going to stop you from plateauing. Now you're going to see the gains, get the gains, so physically you'll look better, mentally you'll feel better about yourself.
And the folks at P90X are putting their money where their mouth is. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so no reason not to try now. Here's how. Call 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or online at ESPNradio.com/Mike. That's 800-333-9595 or ESPNradio.com/Mike for P90X.
The Big East game of the week.
Gibbs right side, off with a three.
It's good.
Yeah, good, and one. And you're good to the line for one more.
Pittsburgh travels to West Virginia to take on the Mountaineers in Morgantown.
Kevin Jones brings the bell. Yeah, good. He slams it over.
Coverage begins at 5:45 Monday nights on your exclusive home for Big East basketball.
Pittsburgh, West Virginia tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is the Big East.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off up about 66 for a high. Winds will stay to the west-southwest to about 5 to 10. Then skies will remain clear tonight with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 48.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Midway's got so much going on, and so do all of their great dealerships, whether it's Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. They have got some great deals going on with the Super Bowl. Go to thinkmidway.com, and so many things going on with their Facebook page, with their website. Chevy is going to have its first-of-a-kind app, which will allow viewers of Super Bowl 46 to play trivia, interact with each other via Twitter, participate in polls, possibly win one of 20 Chevrolets or thousands of other prizes. You can find out more about that at thinkmidway.com. You can answer those, and they'll have local winners as well. So check them out. Go to their blog there. Independent filmmakers from 32 countries offering their interpretations of Chevrolet's everyday hero for a chance to have their ad during the air during the Super Bowls. It's all there. You can find out more. And, of course, that's all great. But what it all comes down to is the great service with the hassle-free pricing at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. South 2nd Avenue, both of their dealerships, the great sales staff, the great maintenance crew. Even if you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle, they'll get you in and out without an appointment in 30 minutes or less and have you on your way. Contact them today at Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug, a lot of talk. Obviously, the city of Indianapolis has got to sell itself because when you look at Miami and South Beach, or you look at Tampa and the area along the coast, what the water it has to offer and all the great hotels and the great cuisine has to help there. So Indianapolis really going out of their way to make, you know, to try and bring the history and try and bring everything. They're covering up one of the greatest AAA ballparks. They call it that Indianapolis ballpark, the triple. They're putting a dome over that, and that's where all the NFL stuff's going to be for all the kids and the fan fest. If you will, right down the street from the stadium. But they're talking about St. Elmo's Steakhouse. 10 past Super Bowl champion coaches have dined there, which I'm surprised that number's not more than that, because when you're a Super Bowl coach during the year, a lot of those guys would play Indianapolis. And when you're in Indianapolis, that's one of the restaurants you eat at. But they're just giving a rundown of all the things that Indianapolis has to offer. And I think Indianapolis, with the facilities of, well, you know, they build them to accommodate the Super Bowl, Lucas Oil Stadium, and all the money they put into that. I think at the weekend, I bet Indianapolis gets a huge thumbs up on this. I mean, I know they can't compete with some of those other players with a Phoenix and the weather and whatnot, but I bet they do everything they can to welcome those people to their city and sell that city. And I bet, you know, they put so much money and so much time into accommodating these people. And the millions of dollars that are spent there and the financial impact it has on that city, I think Indianapolis will come out. I bet there'll be future, the travel and tourism deal, Indianapolis is going to come out a winner when it's all said and done.
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, I almost have to apologize to the folks that listen to our radio program, because not our program, but to any sports talk this week. All these national folks are going down to Indian, or going out to Indianapolis, up, down, east, west, depending on where they are, but they're going to Indianapolis, and they're on Radio Row, or they have their special places. You're listening to the same guest on the same show 5 times. I've already heard 3 of the same guests today. The guy from the Steelers that is from Wyoming, can't even remember his name, Chris Collinsworth. They're on Patrick, which you can watch on TV or listen to on your Sirius and XM.
They just go right down the road. Roll.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really overkill when he's on Mike and Mike, and then Cowherd. 30 minutes later he's on Cowherd. I mean, they get that, right?
And then they're on Van Pelt.
And, of course, not everybody. Most of the local talk shows take place in the afternoon. A few have some in the morning. Some go all day, and it doesn't even matter. They just carry some of the other national weekend programming. But how many questions can you ask the same people? And that gets old. It's like any of these guys that go to the college football media days. They have to make their way through. But, you know, you're talking to Michigan, then you're talking to us, then you're talking to somebody in Ohio, then you're talking to somebody in Illinois. Here, it's a national deal. Pretty boring.
On Monday of Super Bowl week, you got one key to the game, either team. One key to the game for Doug is what?
One key to the Super Bowl? For the teams or for me?
Don't bet. That's your key.
Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt.
For the teams.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I am going to make a wager. And here's my wager. Danny Woodhead scores the first touchdown. So I have just jinxed Danny Woodhead. All right?
Okay.
But I would also like to state for the record, lately I have been getting a lot more correct than I have been incorrect.
Scores.
And I saw 22-1 at our friends at Mandalay Bay. Well, Devin Hester was 25-1 when he ran back the opening kickoff for the Bears. Winner, dinner made of chicken.
There you go. I'm going to say on Monday morning, my key to the game, well, for the Patriots, Gronkowski's got to be healthy. I think if he's out, that's a huge, huge, that's a huge deal. As much as he's made the whole season.
I love point, counterpoint. He got Hernandez. It's not like they don't have another guy. Now, that really helps them if they got two guys. And I think if Gronkowski isn't healthy, Danny Woodhead gets more play.
I'm saying Gronkowski's the man, been the man all year. They've got to have him on the field.
Again, I ask you this because I think you followed this a little closer than me, but wasn't Hernandez the number one tight end? Mm-hmm. He got hurt, then Gronkowski comes out of nowhere. Congratulations, Gronkowski. I still think Bill Belichick doesn't care. Hernandez is number one, and you saw him get it since he's been back. He's been getting a lot of catches, a lot of big catches, a lot of yardage.
Getting a lot, but like you said, if you've got them both out there, that's a huge other – that's a whole different realm that the Giants have to take care of. That's my number one key. I want to is he running around Thursday? I don't think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that matters. But when you get close to Friday, he better be moving pretty well.
My key, can the New York Giants run the football? Which I believe they can, because if they can run the football, I don't see how New England can win this game. It is, and that's the beauty of it. In the back of my mind, I'm going, everybody's on the Giants. Everybody. Everybody's on the Giants. So you know what that means. New England should be your, but lately, that's not the case anymore.
The Giants have been the hot team.
You know, it used to be the favorite, used to always cover in the Super Bowl. Now, the last 10 years, 12 years, kind of during the Patriots dynasty, during their run here, it's well below 500 on the cover.
I can effort that information.
Yeah, well, I know that for a fact, and we've got four more days to talk about that here. Hey, folks, we want to let you know that Miranda Lambert is coming to Kearney on Sunday, March the 18th, and we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets. All you have to do is text WINMIRANDA, all one word, WINMIRANDA, M-I-R-A-N-D-A, and then you type that in and you text it to 90210. We will be drawing for tickets on Friday, so have it done by Thursday, folks. Win Miranda, text that to 90210. And I know what you're thinking. You're going, what? Huh? What does that even mean? Just tell your kid, win Miranda to 90210. They'll get it done for you. You've got a chance to win a pair of tickets to Miranda Lambert coming to the Vero Event Center on March the 18th. We've got a ton of basketball action coming your way today on the network of stations and throughout the week, as we said. Just if you haven't had a conference tournament, then it's this week. And I would say that 60% to 70% of the conference tournaments across the state are tonight.
Congratulations, Minden, by the way. Good work.
Yeah, couldn't find that score anywhere because, again, I was out of town, but they did blast the finals, right?
Valentine girls?
No, the boys.
Well, the girls did too. And I'm last week on the show when we brought up Valentine as far as the points go and back and forth, I said might be one of those teams who gets a pretty high seed when they advance the state tournament, one and done.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. There's no doubt. Some new rankings out today. Stu isn't ranking Boys Town in his top 10 all class.
They should be. Everybody knows that, I think.
They're on the outside looking in. You really think they're going to lose to your 11-7 10th-ranked Class A team? By the way, Kearney, nice job, even though it was a loss to Norfolk. That would have been an enjoyable game to watch, and Randy Bushcutter had it right here for you on ESPN, 77-72. That's your kind of game, Daddy.
Yeah, it is, up and down. That's the way basketball should be played.
Tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, it's girls FKC action, and the first game will be at 6 o'clock from Loomis, Overton and SEM, followed by Loomis and Elm Creek at 7:30. On the other side of the bracket, in Eustis, Amherst and Axtell at 6, Eustis, Farnham and Elwood at 7:30. We'll also keep you up to date on scores from that side. On the boys' side, they play tomorrow. Lou Platt gets their play-in games tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Adams Central Girls will take on Gibbon at 7 o'clock. And then also tonight, 7 o'clock, Loop City is at St. Paul on the boys' side. Ord at Wood River, Centura is at Gibbon. Twin Valley Conference Girls, Loop Valley Conference Boys, their quarterfinals are tonight. And there's also play-in games tonight in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament. So really, really busy, and we're going to keep you up to date.
Douglas, that's about wraps it up for a Monday. We take you up to the lunch hour. I want to remind you that all of our guests, like the Roller Derby Girls, fed by our friends at Burger King, breakfast served daily until 11 a.m. One lunch in the morning, no problem. Full menu served all morning long. Two locations in Kearney, right next to Walmart up north, near Kearney Cinema down south. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
I want to thank the Roller Derby gals for coming in and joining us today. AJ, Katie, Gail, and check them out. The Tri-City Rolling Thunder will be at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. with a party, post-party afterwards, and they've got a lot of variety, a lot of other things coming up in the near future here. You can check it all out on their website, tricityderby.com. Coming up later in the week, we've got them all. Mike Perenio to talk about the Super Bowl from Vegas. We talked with Mitch Sherman. We talked with John Tallman. We talked with Stu Pospisil. There's so many more out there as February rolls around, as National Letter of Intent signing day, high school football schedules, and the Super Bowl all coming up.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.